Barbara Higbee. Now, being from the city of Oakland, this is a familiar theme. This song is called Hammer Ring, and it's a song that I adapted from a recording done at the state penitentiary in Sugar Land, Texas. And
when you were there?
Well, no, actually, living in Oakland, is, you know, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. But I have also something you could use. Living in Oakland. Yes? Shut off, Val. Sure. This is my instrument.
Make sure you have the mics turned up over there.
We want to simulate the sound of working. In all seriousness, you know, these chain gangs were common, particularly in southern prisons. And being that my family is from Texas, and most of them stayed out of prison, thank God, I like to look up music from Texas, which is one reason why I'm really fond of a man named Lightnin' Hopkins, who actually came from the state of Texas. So we're gonna do this song, it's called Hammer Ring. And much of the text of traditional black music, be it sacred or secular, has its text coming from the Old Testament. So if you look at spirituals as opposed to gospel, spirituals being folk music, gospel being composed and arranged music, you'll find a lot of songs that are named after prophets. Ezekiel saw the wheel, Daniel in the lion's den, and all that kind of stuff. And very infrequently is there any mention of Jesus in the spirituals. Gospel music, yes, but that's more of a 20th century invention. And I like to clarify that for people because most people don't know the difference. You know, it's like, oh, it's all gospel. No, it's not. So we're going to do this secular song called Hammer Ring. It's been interesting at rehearsals getting Barbara and Lori to say rang instead of ring.
Rang.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm backup band.
So you can help us actually. Normally I start the song with feet and hands, which is basically what people had back in the old days. Yeah, like that. So give us a good groove like this.